This is With the First Pick, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where draft season never ends. Join former Titans GM Rand Carthon and me, Ryan Wilson, three times a week for an inside look at the college all-star games, the NFL Combine, and Pro Days. It's all building toward the big stage in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania this April for the 2026 NFL Draft. Follow and listen to With the First Pick on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, here with Francisco Rojas. And on today's show, there's a good amount to get to. Good amount to get to on the show, just as far as, I mean, Dave Dombrowski spoke, JT Realmuto spoke. The Mets made a few moves the last couple of days. I want to talk about how that could potentially, you know, affect the Phillies. And also the Hall of Fame results. Hall of Fame results happen, and man, big leap for one player and a really good debut for another for these former Phillies. So we'll check in on what happened with the Hall of Fame with a couple of with about four players that were on the ballot from the former Phillies. But where I want to start is with Dave Dombrowski's recent comments. So Dave Dombrowski spoke on, I think it was on a Zoom meeting after the Phillies signed JT Realmuto and miss out on Bo Bichette. And I want to talk about a few things that he said from the press conference, two particular things that jumped out at me. And the first one is the fact that he says that they're content where we are. They're content where they are with the team as it is right now. And are we okay with content? We're not. None of us are okay with content. This team is trying to contend for a World Series, and content is the word you use. You're not. He's like, well, I like our ball club, and you know what? I like the starting rotation. I like the bullpen. I don't like the lineup, and the lineup is, let's be real, especially when it's come down to crunch time, has been the biggest reason why you have not advanced in the playoffs. The problem is, again, this is fine if maybe, like, it's just not fine for a team that for the last 4 years has been trying to win a World Series, right? Especially after 22, right? A little bit of lightning in a bottle, but then 23 happens, and you realize you have a really good team and then that you can contend. And 24 and 25, these are teams that you can contend with. And this year, you're looking at the lineup and you're saying, well, I don't know, man. Look, the Mets are getting a little better now. The Braves are getting players back from injury. See what happens with the Brewers this year. The Cubs got better, I think. Either way, I think the Cubs are still going to be a good team. Obviously, the Dodgers. If you're trying to win a World Series, this lineup is not good enough. We know this. The lineup just isn't good enough at this point. And for you to say you're content where you are, it's just, it's discouraging. It's discouraging. So the whole content thing, content where we are, it is upsetting. And then it almost, in a way, I don't want to say it's super duper hypocritical, but then he says also that it was a gut punch that they didn't get Bichette because they thought they had a deal done and they thought Bo Bichette was going to be a Philly. And Harold Reynolds talked about this on MLB Network. I saw a clip of this within the last 24 hours. And Harold Reynolds talked about, well, you kind of show your hand now. You show your hand that you needed a right-handed hitting bat in the lineup. You wanted a above-average right-handed hitting bat for your offense. You don't get him. And it's like, yeah, at the beginning of the season, you know, at the beginning of the offseason, you say, Dombrowski's press exit press conference, he says that they're probably not looking to, you know, to sign any big names on the free agent market, probably, you know, probably. I think he said probably. And I guess you can never really know with GMs just because they don't want to show their hand, right? But I don't know. It seems a little like it's weird because it's like, okay, well, you could have gotten the deal done for Bichette, and but it's more because it fell in their lap, and now you don't get Bichette, and you're bummed out that you didn't get Bichette. So why are you bummed out? Why are you bummed out if you liked your club? Like I don't understand that. I just don't get it. So, you know, they bring back JT Realmuto now, and we'll get to some of the sound that where JT made some interesting comments for sure. I definitely wanted to get to one particular sound, but just it's I don't know. You come away from, especially from this press conference, and you're like, okay, you're saying you're content to where you are after the Bichette thing happens and you re-sign JT. But it's unsettling that you're a team that's trying to go win a World Series and you're just content with the team. Like, content shouldn't be... I guess it's kind of what Dave Dombrowski has been since he's been here, right? Like, I think the Duran trade happens, and that was like the first one where you're like, okay, well, that's actually Dombrowski making a bold move at the trade deadline. And a lot of these other moves that he's made haven't been like super bold, right? I mean, I don't think he's been a bad GM since he's been here. I don't think he's as bad as everyone else is saying he's been, but I don't know, going off the Duran thing, I'm thinking like they're gonna get Bichette potentially, and maybe the tide is turning now. The tide is turning, and I don't know, man. I don't know. You come away from this presser, and you're not really sure look, we're gonna have a 90 win team probably this year if this is what we got, and they sign somebody like a Randall Grichuk or whomever it might be to platoon out with Brandon Marsh in left field, and they're going to be a good team. They'll be a good team as long as they stay healthy and they'll win, you know, 90-ish games, and they'll probably make the playoffs and they'll either win the division or they'll get in as a wild card. And it's frustrating after 4 years of being in the playoffs and, you know, getting the one World Series and getting to two NLCSs, that it should be going the other way. Like, it shouldn't be content. You should be motivated and hungry to go win a World Series. And it's like, Dave, what are you doing, man? Like, I know John Middleton really wants to win, but Dave Dombrowski's not really reflecting that right now. He's not really reflecting the motivation that we think we have with John Middleton as our owner. I don't disbelieve that. So it's just listening to Dave this time around, especially, you know, there's times in the past where I think people have maybe overreacted a little bit to him, but I don't think there's any overreaction here. It's like content. Okay. Content. Well, we're trying to win, man. Like, we're trying to win. Like, this is a good team that I don't know, man. It's just the lineup's really frustrating. So that's my thoughts on Dave. I want to get to JT's comments. So JT also spoke on a Zoom call, and he had this to say about coming back to the Phillies, and he talked about, you know, how he values, you know, being a catcher and how the Phillies have valued in the past and might value him now. This is what JT had to say.
In my opinion, catchers are just undervalued in this game as far as contracts and dollars go. I truly believe it's, one of, if not the most important position on the field. And I just enjoy fighting for that. Like, I believe in that value, and the Phillies did for a long time. I mean, I know they believe in it as well. It's just the dollars look different. And luckily, after the Phillies missed out on an opportunity there at the end, they called back and were able to make something happen and improve their offer and get to a place that we were happy with.
Yeah, it is funny, like, listening to JT in this press conference. Like, he says the Phillies a bunch of times, and it's clear, like, how, like, ticked off he is, like, that it played out this way. Like, he knows, like, he wasn't the first priority. He knows Bichette was about to happen, and it's funny to sit to hear him. Which if I was in his shoes as well, I wouldn't be the happiest guy either. It's just funny to listen to JT in this interview, just be like, oh yeah, he was just not happy. And he had to catch himself there too. And he says the Phillies, they have, like, talking about past tense, they have valued the catcher. And then he had to catch himself and say, like, they do. And he clearly doesn't think they still do. But I think JT needs to relax. Like, at the same time, like, man, you're 34 years old. Your offensive numbers aren't necessarily, what they used to be with the Phillies a couple of years ago when you were getting MVP votes and you were, arguably the best catcher in baseball, and maybe not even arguably, like, you were the best catcher in baseball. And it's like, okay, man, it's like, all right, like, I get you're pissed off, but, like, there was definitely a viewpoint that made.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It made sense for the Phillies not to bring you back. I mean, you're almost 35 years old. Your numbers offensively, at least last couple of years, have been declining a little bit. And as you're getting into your mid-30s, they're not going to get any better. They're only probably going to get worse. So it made sense. So I think JT needs to, I understand, ticked off, but there was a viewpoint that made sense there from the Phillies side. As far as the New York Mets go, so the Mets acquired Freddie Peralta yesterday. Freddie Peralta and Tobias Myers for a couple of their top prospects, Jet Williams and Brandon Sproat. And then also earlier this week, they got Luis Robert Jr. for Luis Angel Acuna and Truman Pauly. And you got to think, as a Phils fan now, man, like, that division, I don't think the Mets are better than the Phillies. I don't think they are. But man, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, you wish that Dave Dombrowski would be bold like David Stearns is with the Mets. Because David Stearns right now, being bold. I mean, you're trading away a couple of your top prospects for Freddie Peralta, who is on the last year of his contract. But Peralta has been, last year finished fifth in Cy Young voting, has been one of the, more consistent pitchers in the National League the last, like, 4 or 5 years. And, they needed pitching. And you went out and got Luis Robert Jr. To play center field. Those are, don't get me wrong, I don't think there's, like, amazing moves. It's not like David Stearns is a mastermind. But you just wish that Dave Dombrowski would get a little creative, get a little more bold about his team. Like, moves like this, Robert Jr. and Freddie Peralta, they were bold moves, man. I mean, look, Robert has a couple of years ago was looking like he was, on his way to being, like, a top five hitter in Major League Baseball. Can give you everything from being a five-tool player. And then, Freddie Peralta, again, you're trading away a couple of your top prospects for a guy that we'll see if they re-sign, because he's on the last year of his deal. So I'm not saying those are, like, extremely smart moves. I just wish that, like, for once here, Dave Dombrowski, like one move that's bold, but I don't know. Either that's not how Dave Dombrowski operates, or is he not motivated? I don't think he's not motivated. I think if he didn't want to do this anymore, he just wouldn't do it anymore. If he didn't want to be a GM anymore, he would just step down. You just wish that Dave would be, I keep using the word bold, but it's the right word to use because those moves from David Stearns are bold. Now we'll see if they work out for the Mets. Hopefully, obviously, as Phillies fans, we don't want them to work out. But yeah, man, it's just you just watch those moves and you're like, man, you wish Dombrowski would be just a little more creative to get a guy like Robert Jr., which, you know, for the Mets, Luis Anel Acuna, maybe not, we're going to find a place really for him to play. The infield's definitely clogged now with Bichette there and Semien. So you just wish he'd be a little more bold. A little more creative. That's all you really wish. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's move on to some Hall of Fame talk. So four former Phillies on this year's Hall of Fame ballot, and Chase Utley has been the biggest one to watch. And man, he made a leap. I mean, on the Baseball Hall of Fame tracker, it's usually always going to drop off a little bit from what it was during the offseason with the tracker. But dude, Chase Utley finishes with 59.1%. Bobby Abreu finishes with 30.8%. Jimmy Rollins, 25.4%. And then Cole Hamels on his debut at 23.8%. That's pretty nice. But obviously the big one is Chase because, man, you look at next year's ballot, like the only big ones that you're looking at, it's another weak ballot. It's going to be Buster Posey, John Lester. There's really not too much out on the ballot besides those two. And I mean, Lester's not going to be a first ballot guy. No way. If anything, he might get in later down the line. We'll see. But I thought the same thing with Chase Utley, and he might be able to get in. I mean, next year, man, is a big opportunity. And the year after that's going to be Pujols is going to be the class, I believe, headlined for the Hall of Fame class. And man, I'd have to believe, man, going from what, 30 to 40 to 60, almost. We can just say 60, round up there. I mean, a 20% jump this year, that is big for Chase. And I think, I mean, next year we're really going to watch and I think Chase Utley's going to be a Hall of Famer next year, potentially. I just think the jump from 30 to 40 to 60 in 3 years, and then next year's ballot, I think Buster Posey's probably going to get in on his first try because Joe Mauer did, so I bet on Posey probably getting in on the first ballot too. But just the point of, like, it's going to be Posey, maybe Utley, and I mean Felix Hernandez got a pretty good jump on his second time. So yeah. By the way, congratulations to Carlos Beltran and Andrew Jones, two guys I thought were definitely deserving of being in Cooperstown, and both get in. So congratulations to those two. Andrew Jones, you know, arguably the best defensive center fielder of all time. Also hit 400 plus home runs. He deserved it to me. Carlos Beltran, all around, you know, he's consistently a really good defensive center fielder. Steal bases, be able to hit homers, hit for average, get on base, like all that. Like Beltran, I was able to accumulate a lot of, you know, really good career numbers over the length of his career, being with the Royals, the Astros, the Mets, so Cardinals, bunch of other teams. So congratulations to Carlos Beltran as well. Bobby Abreu, 30.8% on another year for him on the ballot. Doesn't spell, I think, great things for him. You know, seventh year on the ballot. J-Roll in his fifth year gets a 25.4%. I saw Larry Boa, and, you know, love Larry Boa as far as, you know, grew up for me growing up watching him as the Phil's manager and him getting into those, getting into with umpires. Like, Larry Boa is the best. He tweets out that, you know, Jimmy Rollins, I've looked at the numbers. I think he said it before. Jimmy Rollins, I've looked at the numbers. He's a Hall of Famer. Jimmy Rollins is not a Hall of Famer. Can we relax with this? Jimmy Rollins is not a Hall of Famer. Philly's all-time great. Not a Hall of Famer. Hall of very good. Nicole Hamels also In his first year, 23.8%. That's pretty good. I wonder what the results are going to be for Cole in the future. Just considering, you know, the counting stats, at least from pitchers going forward, aren't going to be what they used to be. I mean, who's the last 300 game winner? I don't even know. Like, is it Verlander? Like, I'm not even sure. I'm trying to look. I'm just trying to see. Well, Verlander, that's 266. I can't even. Was it Randy Johnson? It might be Randy Johnson. I'm not sure, but you just wonder what Cole Hamels. I mean, look, Felix Hernandez. I don't think Felix is a Hall of Famer, but Felix Hernandez, 46.8%. I think it was somewhere up around that for his first year on the ballot. I don't know, man. We'll see. Maybe this spells good things for Hamels. I don't think Hamels is a Hall of Famer, but we'll see. You know, people are entitled to their opinion, so we shall see. One thing to note, another Philly that will be in the World Baseball Classic, Aaron Nola will be pitching for Team Italy. Rob Thompson announcing it at the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association banquet. And so, yeah, we're going to get Aaron Nola as a Team Italy represent in the World Baseball Classic. So that's cool. Also, last thing before we go, Ranger Suarez. Now, you know, with the Boston Red Sox, we wish him the best of luck. Apparently, we have been mispronouncing his name. This was a clip that I got from Tim Kelly on Twitter that with Ranger and his interpreter saying that you've been mispronouncing my name wrong.
Translate. The question was around Venezuela and also how he actually says his name. My name is actually Rangel. But however you guys want to address me, Ranger, is how most people do, so I'm comfortable with either.
Look, man. Ranger, never heard Ranger say anything about his name being mispronounced. I'm sorry, Ranger. I can't even, it's pretty sad that I'm Spanish and I can't even roll my R's. Ranger, that's better, right? It's still bad. But I mean, he said in the clip, he says, "What, you can call me whatever you want." I mean, it's funny for him to announce it after all these years of being in the major leagues. Well, being in the majors since 2018, at least, you know, coming up with the Phils, being in the majors, that this is the first time I've ever heard him say it. He's been in the major leagues 8 seasons. It's pretty crazy to hear. But yeah, Ron Hare, sorry we were saying your name wrong. The first time I'm hearing of it. But yeah, all right. So that will do it for another episode of Phillies Today. Let me know what your thoughts were on the Dombo comments, JT comments, the Mets making their moves. How do you think that reflects Dombrowski and the Hall of Fame? So I want to know everything and want to know all of your thoughts. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Follow me. And yeah, all right. That will do it for me. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.